This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide Him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as he deserves for you to have taqwa of him and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of Allah who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and from them both many men and women, and have taqwa of Allah, the one that you ask through, you use his name and you ask through his name, and have taqwa of Allah with regard to your relatives, and Allah is always watchful over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved a great success. My brothers in Islam, over 1,450 years ago, Allah Azza wa Jal sent to us the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ He sent him as a mercy for all of mankind. He used to be a person who really, really cared for his ummah. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ There has come to you a messenger from yourselves. When something is hard for you, it hurts him. He doesn't like to see things hard for you. He wants good for you. He cares for you. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ He's caring for you. He is kind and merciful towards the believers. Allah made loving him and respecting him obligatory. لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ That you believe in Allah and His Messenger. وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ And you respect him and you honor him. وَتُسَبِّحُهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا And you say the praise of Allah in the morning and the evening. Allah Azza wa Jal made respecting the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a part of this religion. And he made honoring the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a part of this religion. This, after the Messenger cared for you so much, And he didn't want anything to be hard for you. And he wanted everything that was good for you. And he sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah to bring you this religion of Islam. And then Allah Azza wa Jal prohibited you. And Allah Azza wa Jal stopped you from dishonoring him. And he made it an obligation in Islam that you honor the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you respect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you raise up the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to where he deserves to be. Abdullah wa Rasuluh, the servant of Allah and his messenger. Allah Azza wa Jal sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Sharia of Islam, a Sharia that is just, that is fair, that will benefit all of mankind. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Allah commands you to have justice, and Allah commands you to be good to people and to do things in the best way, and Allah commands you to give to your relatives, and Allah prohibits you from evil, and Allah prohibits you from immoral things. Allah stops you from transgressing against people and oppressing people. From the sunnah of Allah is that Allah Azza wa Jal made enemies for every prophet. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا. For every prophet we made enemies. شياطين الإنس والجن, شيطان of the men and شيطان of the jinn. يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. They reveal to each other and they inspire each other. The shaitan of the men and the shaitan of the jinn, they work together, they inspire each other. زخرف القول غرورا. They try to make their speech sound nice. And they do all of this to be the enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the enemy of Allah, and the enemy of the religion of Islam. They plotted and they planned. They plotted and they planned. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The people who disbelieve, they made a plan against you. They even planned to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to call him a magician and a soothsayer. They said that he copied Ahlul Kitab. And they gave him all kinds of insults and all kinds of evil speech. And they plotted to kill him, and they plotted to throw him out from his home. And that's not surprising, because this is sunnatullah fil anbiya. This is what Allah does with the prophets. Look at Isa. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيْهِ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. They made a plan against Isa to kill him. They made a plan against Isa and they insulted him. And they insulted his mother. وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا. They said an evil thing about his mother and they insulted her. And they planned to kill Isa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed his light. And Allah saved Isa. And Allah saved our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the plots of the disbelievers. And you should not be surprised that these plots are not small. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وعند الله مكرهم وإن كان مكرهم لتزول منه الجبال. They plotted a plan, they made a plan against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah will take care of them and take care of their plan. But their plan is so huge that if you sent it against a mountain, it would take the mountain away. Their plan is so huge against Islam and against the Muslims and against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this plan is enough litazula minhu aljibal, to make the mountains disappear. But Allah Azza wa Jal promised. He promised. Man kana yadhunnu an lan yansurahu. who thinks that Allah will not help the Prophet ﷺ في الدنيا والآخرة, in this world and the next. فليمدد بسبب من السماء ثم ليقطع, then let him hang a rope from the ceiling and let him hang himself. Let him hang himself from the ceiling, the one who thinks that Allah Azza wa Jal will not help the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلْيَنْظُرْ هَلْ يُذْهِبَنَّ كَيْدَهُ مَا يُغِيرُ. Then look. Then look and see, does this take anything away from their plots, their plans, the anger they have against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was promised by Allah that Allah Azza wa Jal will help him, and that Allah Azza wa Jal will honor him, and that Allah Azza wa Jal will remove the plans of the disbelievers. And from the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were those from Ahlul Kitab, and they were of two groups: those who hid themselves among the Muslims as munafiqeen, hypocrites, and those people maradu ala nifaq, they stuck to their hypocrisy and they hid themselves among the Muslims and they tried to destroy Islam from the inside. And another group of them, they opposed Islam openly. لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, you're going to be tested in your wealth and yourselves. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا, and you're going to have a lot of harm comes to you from Ahlul Kitab. These people are not going to stop harming you. They're not going to stop insulting you. They're not going to stop taking away from your honor. You're going to have so much harm from these people. وَإِنْ تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, but if you are patient and you have taqwa, فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, this is the things that requires effort and determination. So this is a test from Allah. And this test from Allah is not something new, ya ikhwani. It's not a new test. It didn't happen today or yesterday or last week. This has been happening since the prophets were sent, since Nuh alayhi salam, and these shayateen al-insi wal-jinn, the shaitan of the men and the jinn, they've been working together to take people away from the religion and to insult the prophets and the messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. They did it to Nuh, they did it to Musa, they did it to Isa, they did it to Ibrahim, and they did it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alayhimu salatu wa salam. These same people who attacked Islam, who ridiculed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who attacked the Muslims, these same people have not stopped doing what they are doing. They had no honor then and they have no honor now. In more recent times, we saw examples of this. We saw the examples of what happened in Denmark in 2005 when they drew cartoons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what happened after that in France and in other places around the world. These are the same people, ya ikhwani, to understand. These are the same people who, if you say that the Holocaust didn't happen, they put you in prison for a year. And I personally believe that it happened. I believe that it happened. But if you say for a second that it didn't happen, you go to prison between 1 month and 1 year. But you insult the prophets and the messengers and they raise you up on a pedestal. And they call you shaheed, you are martyr. You are martyr. You insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they put you up there. You say one thing about the Yahud, they put you in prison for a year. That's the waqi, that's reality. That's the reality of the law. Islam doesn't tell us to insult other people's religion. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Don't insult the religion of the people who worship other than Allah. Don't insult their gods. Don't insult their idols. Why? Because they will insult Allah in response, out of ignorance, If you insult their religion, they will insult your religion. Look at the mahasin of Islam. Look at the beauty of Islam. Islam didn't even tell us to insult their religion. But still they insult our religion. And they call it freedom. But wallahi, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he told the truth. When he said, "Harabu min al-riqi alladhi khuliqu lahu, fabulu bi riqi al-nafsi wa al-shaytani." They ran away from slavery that they were created for, the slavery to Allah. And they became slaves to themselves, and they became slaves to the shaitan. So they have no freedom. They only have slavery to the shaitan. And that's why all of their laws are opposite. You can insult Islam, but you can't insult the Yahud. You get prison for one, you get martyrdom for the other one. Their laws are all opposite because it didn't come from Allah. And they have no freedom except slavery to themselves and slavery to the shaitan. And since that day that these things happened in Europe, so many people were killed. So many people were killed. Including people like an old lady who is in the church. And these killings were attributed to Islam. On top of that, yani, worse and worse, they put the name of Islam on them. So wallahi, we have to ask ourselves the question, what should we as Muslims be doing in these kind of situations? How can we defend our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How do we respond to these kind of situations? Because we have seen different responses. We have seen some people who their response was to try to kill people. And they said, didn't Allah Azza wa Jal say, فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَا أَيْمَانَ لَهُمْ. Yes, Allah said it. Kill the leaders of disbelief. They have no safety wherever they are on the earth. There is nowhere safe for them. There is nowhere safe for them. Kill them wherever they are. There is nowhere safe for them. In Surah At-Tawbah. But Allah Azza wa Jal said something. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَنْتَهُونَ. So that they stop. So let me ask you a question. These things that these people did in the name of Islam, did it cause the non-Muslims to stop? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَنْتَهُونَ. Did it cause them to stop? لا والله. It made them double and triple and quadruple. And now even more you will see. Well, ilmu عند الله. Allah Azza wa Jal knows better. How many more people now will have the wrong idea of Islam? How many more people now are going to insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many more millions of times they're going to print the same cartoons again? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَنْتَهُونَ. Did it stop them? It didn't stop them. The maqsid that Allah mentioned for this is so that these people stop. But it just brought more disgrace upon Islam and more harm upon Islam. It didn't put any fear into their hearts. Because these people no longer fear Islam. And we have to ask ourselves why they don't fear Islam anymore. Because of the way we are. Because of our actions as Muslims. Because of the situation that we are in. And I mentioned in my khutbah before how the enemies of Islam will come against Islam and they will invite each other like you invite someone to dinner. They have no more fear of Islam and the Muslims. So the answer to them is not the answer of فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ. That's not the answer anymore. Now we have to look at how the Prophet ﷺ used to be when the Muslims were in a state of weakness, when the Muslims were in a state of difficulty. And we have to apply this ruling. Allah Azza wa Jal legislated al-jihad fi sabilillah for what reason? What is the maqsid? What's the purpose? For the word of Allah to be the highest. And for the word of those who disbelieve to be the lowest. So I ask you a question. Did killing a 60-year-old woman in a church make the word of Allah high? Did the word of Allah become al-ulya? And the word of those who disbelieve become al-sufla? Didn't make any difference. Except it just brought more misery upon Islam and upon the Muslims. And wallahi, I do not say the people doing this are Muslim. La wallah. Some of them are Muslims who are just too foolish. They got confused by the shayateen. And some of them are not even Muslim at all. But Islam will get blamed for it. So we need to have a response. We need to understand how we should defend our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how we need to change the image of Islam and the image of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the mind of the Muslims and in the mind of the non-Muslims. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We praise Allah and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to his family and his companions. My brothers in Islam, we're talking about how we should defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we see his honor being insulted, and we see Islam being attacked, and we see all of the enemies of Islam coming together to congratulate each other. Wallah, look at their statements in the last week. Every leader of those countries, those non-Muslims, they all came to congratulate each other, to encourage each other to do it more and more and more. We as Muslims, we don't understand what the solution is. The non-Muslims support each other. They invaded Islam on the inside through munafiqeen. They invaded Islam on the outside. They caused some young people to get the wrong idea of Islam until those young foolish people who are hudatha'ul asnan, sufaha'ul ahlam, they're foolish in the mind and they're young in the tooth, like the Prophet ﷺ described them. They caused those people to go out and do things for Islam which didn't bring any good for Islam. They took advantage of them and they made the people low. And they caused this. For wallah, all of this is from their makr, from their plan and their plot. All of this is from them. They put these young people and they put these foolish things in their mind. And they filled their bodies with drugs and alcohol until these people became insane. And then they went out with their kitchen knives and they went out to what they think is jihad fi sabilillah, and it is only jihad fi sabil shaytan. It's only jihad for the sake of the shaytan. And they did this. We as Muslims find ourselves stuck in the middle. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. We're not with these people and we're not with those people. All of these people came out, they said, I am Charlie. I'm not Charlie. I don't want to insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't admire that. I'm not going to light a candle for the people who insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm not going to cry over them. فَكَيْفَ أَسَ عَلَى قَوْمٍ. How shall I cry over a people who are fasiqeen? I'm not going to cry over those criminal people. But at the same time, لا إله إلا الله, nor am I with these people. These foolish people who the enemies of Islam twisted their mind. And they thought they did something good. And it was from the worst of the things that a person could do. So the real Muslim finds himself in the middle. He doesn't find anyone to help him over there. And he doesn't find anyone to help him over there. And this is the reality, ya ikhwan. If you look at the situation the Muslims are in today, if you want to be balanced, if you want to be a just Muslim, if you want to be upon istiqamah, if you want to be a person who is righteous and upright, you will not find anything from these people or anything from these people. You will not find anything from the people of al-ghulu wa tatarruf, extremism and craziness. And you will not find anything from these non-Muslims who, wallahi, every time this happens inside, they are so happy. They are happy to see again Islam fall down. But Allah will complete His light. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Instead, we as Muslims, we shouldn't cry over the people who are fasiqeen. And we shouldn't cry over the people who insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But instead, we should cry over the situation of what has happened to Islam. The people who to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they baked a cake and they gave it out to the people on the Mawlid, and that was the best they could do to defend the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bake a cake. And the crazy people who thought the solution is to grab their kitchen knife and go and stab someone. La ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. We're not with these people and we're not with those people. Rather, we should cry over what has happened to Islam. Like the poet said, وَلِلْ حَوَادِثِ سُلْوَانٌ يُسَهِّلُهَا وَمَا لِمَا حَلَّ بِالْإِسْلَامِ سُلْوَانٌ. He said, the troubles that happen in the world, the calamities that happen in the world, you find relief after a time. Somebody dies and after a time, your grief goes, your heart goes, your tears dry up. But there's no relief for what happens to Islam. There's no relief for the situation when you look at the situation of the Muslims. For wallahi, my advice to the brothers is like this. First of all, make it clear to everybody that you are not with them and you are not with them. Don't let anybody think you're one of these crazy people that they are hudatha'ul asnan sufaha'ul ahlam. They got young teeth and crazy minds like the Prophet ﷺ described them. Don't be from these people. And don't be from the people who apologize for Islam. And they say, oh, I feel really sorry. I feel really bad. I'm sorry that I'm a Muslim. Be proud of your religion. Be the ummah that is wasata. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً wasata. In the middle. I'm not going to be with these people who insult the Prophet ﷺ, and I'm not going to cry tears over them. Nor am I going to be with these people who went to extremes and they went beyond what Allah commanded them to do. Realize that the only way to change this situation is with knowledge and action. You get knowledge of your religion. You learn your deen. You learn who your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. And you go out there and you change the picture of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the minds of these people. And if you do this and you correct yourself and you correct your family and you correct the people around you and you go out there and you give a good picture of Islam and you give a good picture of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you don't tolerate for anyone to insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any of the Prophets alayhi salatu wasallam, and you go out there with that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a great deal of correction among the people. And ultimately these people, it's not the shaitan that I'm worried about. It's not the shaitan who draws a cartoon that I'm worried about. I'm worried about all of the non-Muslims who get the wrong picture of Islam. All of the non-Muslims who, when they look at that cartoon, they believe it to be the truth. They think it's the truth. These are the people we have to change. We have to go out there and we have to change them. And we have to correct ourselves until Allah brings us the strength that we can physically change this situation. Because as you've seen right now, the Muslims are not capable of changing this situation at this moment in time. They don't have the strength. They don't have the iman. Wallah, they talk about jihad. They have to make jihad on their stomach before they make jihad on anything else. They have to make jihad on their cheeks before they make jihad on anything else. There are people who talk about this, but it's just kalam. It's just speech. It comes out of their mouth because the iman is not there. The heart is not there. The aqidah is not there. The Amal Salih is not there. People far, far away from Islam, they have to come back to Islam. They have to realize that these non-Muslims will never love you. Whatever you do for them, they will never love you. They will never do anything for you. They will never help you. They hate you. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. Hatred came out of their mouth, and what is in their heart is much worse than that. They hate you. They hate your religion. They hate your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wake up. Realize the reality of it. Stop going to them like they are your masters and your kings and standing down at their feet. They hate you. They hate your religion. Realize it. Go out to the people and change them and call them to Islam and bring them back to Islam. And use every means that you have to change and to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teach the people about him. You all have social media. You all share things. Share something about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Share something that he said. Share something that he did. Speak out against the people who insult him. Don't tolerate it. Don't bow your head in shame because of some crazy people. You have to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to honor him. If you really love him, you can't bake a cake, ya ikhwani. That's not how you show your love for him. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, if you really love Allah, then follow me and Allah will love you. Start to follow the Prophet ﷺ. Show that you really love him. Show that you really care about him like he cared about you. Show that you really defend him like he defended you. Follow the examples of the companions عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَاءُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Follow the examples of the companions radiallahu anhum, how they loved the Prophet ﷺ, how they followed him, how they defended him, how they practiced the religion of Islam and they sent it out to the people and they spread the message of Islam until it became far and wide. And only then will Allah give you the power to overcome these shayateen. Al-insi wal-jinn, from the ins and the jinn. And don't be surprised, because this is something that has been happening for a very, very long time. Since the time of Nuh alayhi salam. So don't be surprised. But you have to now start making changes in yourself. Otherwise you are part of the problem, you're not part of the solution. And you need to start defending the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by following him, by loving him, by spreading his message, by speaking out against the people who insult him. And when you do this, as we said, Allah will bring out from you, Allah will bring out from you a people who by Allah's permission will change the situation that the Muslims are in today. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، والموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين وعليك بأعدائنا أعداء الدين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقيموا الصلاة.